This reading is from The Heart of Myth, Wisdom Stories of Endangered People. Please check out the book at Amazon.com. And for more of Dave Valber's writing about travel, art, and culture, visit ilovetravelart.com. Maasai, the Sun and the Moon. The Maasai people. South of the Dinka of the Sudan live another cattle-herding people, the Maasai, or Maasai, of Kenya and Tanzania. There are approximately 250,000 Maasai. Like the Dinka, the Maasai also speak a Nilotic language. Nomadic pastoralists, the Maasai build temporary huts which they construct in a circle around their cattle, providing safety for the animals. The Maasai live in round earthen homes called enkang, with the male herders often living in temporary camps during the dry season. Life revolves around the cattle, young men holding to a diet of cow milk, blood, and meat. Inspired by male elders, called firestick elders, these young men test their bravery by making raids on other Maasai people's cattle. According to a Maasai myth, the Maasai are descended from a union of the terrestrial and the transcendent. Kintu, a man, married Nambi, the daughter of Gulu, the Sky King. The origin story that anthropologists tell is that a Nilotic language-speaking people migrated from the Ethiopian highlands to settle in the East African plains. They were the ancestors of the Maasai. In the mid-19th century, the herding Maasai were in conflict with agricultural Maasai groups. Toward the end of the century, diseases and civil war swept through Maasai communities. Today, many Maasai are adjusting to a life of agriculture, while others have traveled to urban areas. Much Maasai pastoral land has been seized for private ranches, farms, and government projects. In Kenya, the U.S. and U.K. perform training maneuvers in Maasai land. The Maasai of Tanzania have been displaced due to the clearing of the forest ecosystem. Fewer and fewer Maasai are able to maintain their traditional pastoral life. Myth, the Sun and the Moon. Now, the Sun and the Moon are married to each other. Yes, the solar and lunar forces have given themselves to a larger, more encompassing union, for that is what marriage is. But representing two radically different ways of seeing the world, their marriage is often tense and problematic. And so there were fights. The sun would speak of the eternal like an aloof old fool. The moon spoke of activity, of planning, of work that needed to be done by a lazy husband. Their arguments escalated into brutal fistfights that left both of their faces bruised and battered. Embarrassed by this day-to-day conflict, the sun hid his face by shining so brightly. Likewise, people cannot gaze on the transcendent with open eyes and see it with the same casual air with which they regard the things of this world. The moon was not ashamed of their fights, and so, when you gaze on the moon, you can see the uncomfortable details of things in her cut lip and battered eye. This myth is retold by Dave Valber and is inspired by Alfred C. Hollis's The Maasai, Their Language and Folklore.